And now I'm here with Mr. Peter Fornick from Kettlebells and Conditioning Asia. They just had an incredible event over in Bangtao called the KCA Asia Championships. That took place April 25th. How is everything, Peter?
JP, thank you for your introduction. I'm feeling great. I'm very happy with what happened on that set weekend.
Yeah, can you give us a little bit of a breakdown, what took place?
Of course. So the mission of Kettlebells and Conditioning Asia is to set and build the standard for kettlebell education, training, and kettlebell sport. Kettlebell sport means kettlebell competition. That happened on the 25th of April, Kettlebells and Conditioning Asia Championships, the very first one of those competitions, many more to follow. It happened at Bangtao Muay Thai and MMA. We had guys and girls flying in from Bangkok, Singapore, from the Philippines, a few guys from Jakarta, so Indonesia. And it was a great event. Very, very happy with what happened over there.
Yeah, I mean, you guys had a pretty good number come out for this. This is the first time that you guys have done it. What gave you the idea to do an event like this?
The idea came just from our own interest. Kettlebell sport is a very small sport. It's very new here in Thailand. I'm probably the first one really trying to push it. And I'm working and training at an amazing gym, Bangtao Muay Thai and MMA. They have the facility, they give me the trust to set up an event like this. And
Now, what was one of the highlights? I mean, I know that you brought out an 11-time world champion in Denis Vasiliev. He's not a guy who comes out to this part of the world often, even though he's from Russia. You know, he doesn't really come out to, you know, Southeast Asia much. And so it was a big deal to have him out. What were some of the highlights?
Absolutely. So as you said, Denis is an 11-time world champion. He's a record holder, and this record still stands today for more than 15, 20 years. He's my coach. That's how I met him. And for everyone who doesn't know kettlebell sport, you could say Denis Vasiliev is the Cristiano Ronaldo of kettlebell sport. So a very, very big name. Very happy he took the invitation, came over here, and shared all his experience and knowledge with us during the competition and his certification afterwards.
Well, you know what? I would actually call him the Wayne Gretzky, because Cristiano has Messi, but in this case, he doesn't really have an equal. You possibly could be one day, but and right now, like Wayne Gretzky, there is no other equal. But I'll say this, you know, I was there for a while. I went to go watch it, and you know, we train kettlebells, so you're actually my coach. At full disclosure here for all the people listening here, it's one thing to compete in kettlebell sports, one thing to like do these exercises. It's quite another thing to see a 11-time world champion do double snatches with 32 kilo the red kettlebells. It's super impressive.
It is. I mean, everyone who's into sport, you can spot the best movers on the football field, in the MMA cage, or whatever sport you're watching. Out here at Bangtao, we get a lot of great athletes, and I really enjoy watching and observing the best movers in their field, in their sport. And Denis is an amazing mover, so just by watching him, I learned so much, and it looks flawless. As you said, double 32, he made him look very, very easy.
You have something very, very special coming up. Do you want to give the people a little bit of a preview of that?
Yes, please. So I live in Thailand now 10 years. Thailand is my home. I love Thailand. And I just got the chance, an invitation to join the Thai national team. That all happened after the event. I invited a few guys and girls who are part of this team, who run this team, and they asked me. I said yes. They asked me to join the kettlebell team Thailand, and this coming Sunday we are flying to Kazakhstan, because in Kazakhstan May 15, 16, 17 is the Asian Kettlebell Sport Championship, and yeah, it's a big honor for me to go there and show my performance, compete for Thailand.
Yeah, especially, you know, representing your adopted country. It's one of those things where you've been here so long and you've set up long, big roots here. And, you know, there's so many people on the island who do a lot of fitness, who are come out here just to do fitness camps. So it must be a big honor for you to, you know, represent Thailand.
Absolutely. Phuket, is an absolute fitness island, a fight island. We have a lot of strong guys and girls out here, living out here, coming year by year for their training. And yeah, after 10 years, it's great to see that your hard work pays off and you get an opportunity like this.
All right, so my last question, I'm gonna give you one easy one here. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite music to work out to?
You said that is an easy question, but yeah, I'm a man with a lot of different tastes. So let's say like this, there's training and there's competing. In training, I love music that keeps me calm, because kettlebell sport, for everyone who doesn't know, is a sport of relaxation. You have to hold kettlebells for 10 minutes non-stop. You're not allowed to put the kettlebell down. So being aggressive, being tense, being hardcore burns a lot of energy. So I like music that keeps me calm. That could be a love song. Yeah, and the aggressive music comes at the end. So to give you my wish list when it comes to a 10-minute set, it starts with DMX, The Rain. Takes about 5 minutes. That's exactly the time during your kettlebell set where you start getting tired. Then I move into the 80s, Top Gun. So Danger Zone, because I'm entering the Danger Zone. And that takes another 3 minutes. And then for the last 2 minutes, my pick is Metallica, Fuel. Just to bring it over the finish line.
I gotcha. I think you just built us our playlist for this morning. Nice, nice. Well, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for stepping into the Live 89.5 studios and speaking with us.
Thank you, JP, for the opportunity.